This is the Composer's Datebook for June 27th. I'm John Zeck. According to Emerson, a foolish consistency is the hobgoblin of little minds. Well, we're not sure if Arnold Schoenberg ever read Emerson, but we think the 20th century Austrian composer must have agreed in principle, at least, with the 19th century American essayist. Just when many people had Schoenberg comfortably pigeonholed as an atonal composer, he went and wrote a big tonal piece, resolutely set in the key of G minor. In the 1940s, Schoenberg's publisher asked him to write a piece for high school or amateur wind band. The only other specific request from the publisher was that the piece should contain many different characters and moods. The work Schoenberg finished during the summer of 1943 was entitled Theme and Variations, and was described by its composer with his customary modesty as, quote, one of those compositions which one writes in order to enjoy one's own virtuosity and to give a certain group of music lovers something better to play. Schoenberg's music proved a little too difficult for high school bands, however, so its first performance was given on today's date in 1946 by the Goldman Band, America's top wind ensemble of that day, at a Central Park concert in New York City conducted by Richard Franco Goldman, an enthusiastic supporter of new works for band. Composer's Datebook is produced by American Public Media in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, with funds provided by the College Band Directors National Association, reminding you that all music was once new.